Nolte, NBC News uncritically spreads Chinese coronavirus death toll figures. By John Nolte on April 7, 2020. Far-left NBC News, a fake news outlet that hires bigots, engages in blacklisting, practices McCarthyism, spreads conspiracy theories, suppresses inconvenient news, engages in cover-ups, and deliberately misleads the public, is now publishing Chinese propaganda about the coronavirus death counts. An NBC News tweet says, U.S. reports 1,264 coronavirus deaths in over 24 hours. Meanwhile in China, where the pandemic broke out, not a single new coronavirus death was reported. Note, in an effort to stop the spread of misinformation, I will not link to NBC's tweet or its accompanying story. If you want to be lied to, feel free to Google it. The story linked in the tweet is even worse. Without evidence or even a hint of skepticism, NBC seems proud to act as a stenographer for the Communist Chinese Party, emphasis mined throughout. The virus killed 1,264 over 24 hours in the U.S. as of 2:05 a.m. ET on Tuesday, according to NBC News Tracker. A total of 10,906 have been recorded killed by COVID-19. Meanwhile in China, where the pandemic broke out, not a single new death was reported, and the city of Wuhan in Hubei province, where the new virus was first identified, prepared for lockdown measures to be lifted. Later in the story, and again without evidence or skepticism, NBC passes along these obvious lies. Health officials reported 32 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus in mainland China on Monday, all of them imported, bringing the total to 81,740. The former epicenter of the epidemic, Wuhan, reported only 2 new confirmed cases in the past 14 days. The city has been showing signs of going back to normal since last week, with its subway and train service resuming last weekend. Some businesses, supermarkets and shopping malls have also reopened their doors. Photos shared by state media in the past few days showed people venturing out into the streets, walking their dogs, buying food in the street markets and even relaxing on the banks of the Yangtze River, with many still wearing masks. To begin with, the idea China suffered only 81,740 cases of the coronavirus is an audacious lie, and NBC matter-of-factly passing that number along is a deliberate propaganda trick to blithely pretend it's a fact. Secondly, reporting that life is going back to normal in Wuhan, the epicenter of this pandemic, based on photos released by the communist government, is once again NBC deliberately seeking to misinform the American public. The two propagandists responsible for spreading these lies, Linda Givitash and Yulia Talmazan, are willing to intentionally deceive their readers and intentionally lick the boots of the communist Chinese because the goal of defeating President Trump, of making the orange bad man look bad by comparison, is more important than their reporting the truth and personal integrity. NBC is not only lying to the public for partisan reason. NBC is owned by Comcast, a multinational company that does business in China, including its Universal Pictures branch, that desperately needs its movies to gain access to China's movie theaters. This is just another example of how corporate greed and partisan politics are the only moral and journalistic values that drive NBC News. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.